Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them.
As a professional musician, Lachie stays true to her creative vision, even with continuing vision loss. But she's not alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Lachie, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Sometimes you just need a company you can depend on for accurate, timely Braille transcriptions. One that you can turn to in a pinch or for long term. Braille Music and More can be your one-stop shop for your Braille transcription needs for individuals, schools, or corporations. Owner transcriber Patrick Jansen is one of the world's leading experts in music Braille and has transcribed a wide range of interesting projects. In addition to music projects, Braille Music and More utilizes 26 quality transcribers across America to handle all subject matters in Braille, such as literary, math, science, foreign languages, and tactile graphics. Go to BrailleMusicAndMore.com for more information and to contact Patrick.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too, to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity, whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSightEyewear.com.
Listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them. The highest education in life is tolerance. Helen Keller.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios, from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Ain't no stopping us now.
Well, welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is Gary, and I want to welcome you back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. The number to call in and talk to us is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680, as Michael says.
Well, you did it really good. You did it really good. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. That's right. And this is your host, Michael, and now our co-host, Gary. And we have a great thing for you right now. That's right.
Gary's up.
Gary.
Next name, Gary.
Next name. Wait. Up, Gary, for $50 gift card. From.
Okay. Can we have a drum roll? And you had a drum roll up there, Chris.
Bells or something.
Yeah, the bells.
Okay, bells. Wait. Let me do this. Let me do it this way then, because I do have a drum roll. Because evidently the bells are not coming in for you, the way they need to. So let me do my favorite, one of my other favorites that I have.
Okay.
And it's a nice little drum roll. You ready?
Yep, we're ready.
Go all for right. It.
Here we go. It didn't do what I wanted to do. All right, there we go. Did you hear that?
We heard it.
Okay.
We have a winner.
Who is it?
And her name, it is Kelly James.
All right.
Kelly James.
Kelly James.
Oh.
Need to give us a call, Kelly. 407-894-1680. I know you didn't forget it, so give us a call.
Wait a minute.
Kelly James from Nashville, Tennessee. Kelly
Nashville,
James from Nashville, Tennessee.
I'm going to tell you how funny this is. I just got off the phone with her.
Oh, okay.
I just got off the phone with her before the break because she wanted to say hi to everyone from Humanaware, and they had just hung up.
Oh, that is crazy.
Too late.
That's what happens. You have to call. You know, when we say call now, we mean call now. It doesn't mean an hour later.
Just so people know that our sponsors, when our guests call in, they're scheduled and they have a certain amount of time. So you have to call in when they're on the on the show, not
the phone.
Later. Yeah.
Right.
So they're only
only got 10 minutes, Kelly, so give us a call.
Give another name. Yeah, like Kelly's ready to call
in.
Chris, I'm going to be giving out another name because we have to get our names in because we have two guests.
Kelly has 9 minutes to call in.
I think she's calling in now. Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
All right, the next name is Mike Lance.
Mike Lance, Miami, Florida. You're up now.
Okay.
$50 gift card. Wait, call in now, Mike Lance from Miami.
Mm-hmm.
It was good to do this at Christmas time. People can even make your Christmas dinner even better.
It sure is. Like Christine said, it's a big help.
And here's the other here's the other piece. Give a shout out to Miss Charlene McClendon from Atlanta, Georgia. Kim from North Carolina. Benjamin from Largo, Florida.
Uh-huh.
Leroy from Winter Garden, Florida. And Cassandra from Pompano Beach, Florida, who all called in the midst of that break. And wanted to register, and just said there. Cassandra said she was Benjamin said he was just traveling up and down over the radio waves, and he heard, and he said, "I'm going to be tuned in from here on out because I love the show."
Oh, that's nice.
You know, Chris, what you're just saying that how many people have called in and said that they were just tuning up and down the dial or driving home,
right? And then Cassandra said, "I was just tuned in, listening, and bam!" I said, "Hey, I'm a new listener to the show now."
That's terrific.
And she was a first-time caller. So
thank you.
Well,
folks, don't forget, you're supposed to email. That's number one. You're supposed to email Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Because don't forget, Chris has other calls he's got to take. If you people are going to call in, you're not going top of the list. Top of the list of folks
register first.
And tomorrow is the deadline anyway. Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. That's how you get it to get your free stuff. You have to write to Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. If you're calling in to Chris, you'll get on the list. But it's important that you write to us by tomorrow because after tomorrow, it doesn't count. We'll be pulling up the names for the next 3 weeks. But, and here's the but, you got to register first. So is Kelly James on the line?
Yes,
is Michael on the line?
She is.
Oh boy.
Well, that Tennessee is quick. Tennessee is always there. the one and only Miss Kelly James.
Kelly James.
Hey guys, I can hear Chris well, but I can't hear you guys very well. You're kind of muffled. But
you can't hear me. You can't hear me.
I can hear you. Yeah, Gary sounds a little muffled on my end.
Is there a Publix in Nashville, Tennessee?
Yeah.
Kelly, is there a Publix in Nashville, Tennessee?
There is. Yep.
Okay, so you just won a $50 gift card from Publix Supermarkets.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Enjoy your $50 gift card.
I'll continue to listen.
Keep on listening.
Hey.
And don't
forget, Kelly, Merry Christmas.
Don't forget, don't let Rory forget next week.
See if Basil listens to the Blind Beyond Radio show. Who's next?
All right, guys. Happy holidays.
Good night.
Good night. I was Mike from Aventura. Mike from Aventura.
Yeah, yeah. Did he call in yet?
Did he call in yet?
We waiting on my friend Mike from Aventura, Florida.
Yeah.
Mike. I know Mike. Mike don't never miss a call.
Oh, we're down to 5 minutes.
All right.
We called you. Mike from Aventura.
Mike might be out playing golf tonight.
Yeah, right.
Mike, you're up. Mike from Aventura, you better call in now. You got 5 minutes to call in to get your $50 gift card from Publix.
You're making Chris so nervous with this, right, Chris?
I know, right? I'm on edge over him. I'm on edge.
Hey, you know, Chris, you sound better than when you first came in.
Spectrum, $50 gift cards for people outside. Yeah.
Chris.
Michael wants to do his trivia.
Okay, let's see if we have time for my trivia. Trivia time.
All right, here we go.
Oh, yes, it's trivia time. Show us what you know because it's trivia time. Trivia time. Come and take a chance because it's trivia time.
This segment of Trivia Time is brought to you by Braille Music and More. And what does Braille Music and More do, you might ask? As you might have guessed, they are experts in transcribing music into Braille. Sometimes you have a project where you simply need your Braille transcription done quickly and accurately. Braille Music and More is your one-stop shop for Braille transcriptions. But what if you need Braille transcription done for other subject matters, such as science or mathematics? Braille Music and More can help you there, too. Utilizing a team of 26 quality transcribers across America, they are able to handle a wide range of subject matters, from foreign languages to tactile graphics.
All right, we're up. It's trivia time. So tell me this. Who is singing this song? You should recognize his voice right away. Who is singing this song? Great song? Big entertainer? Who is it? Who's singing this song?
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire, it's so delightful.
I don't hear anything.
And since we've no place to go, Let it snow. And it doesn't show signs of stopping.
Hear anything?
And I brought me some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow. When we finally say goodnight, how I hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm.
Yeah,
yeah, the fire is slowly dying. And my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow.
You're connecting with
when we finally kiss goodnight.
How I hate going out in the storm.
Gary, can you hear me?
I hear you. I hear Lynn, but I don't hear anything else. Maybe Chris broke the record.
No, it's playing. I don't know why you guys can't hear it on your end, but it is playing.
Can you hear us?
Did you put?
Yeah, see, Chris hears
us. Yeah, I hear you too. I hear everything. So I don't know.
Did
I
you put a needle in the record player?
I put a needle on the record.
Yeah. Okay, so that's it. So that's an up-out song. I couldn't hear it anyway.
I had to put a nickel on top of it.
Who was singing that song? 407-894-1680. Who's singing that song? 407-894-1680. Who's singing that song?
All right, so this is what
Nat King Cole.
This is what I have to do. I'm checking out the list. And I don't see John on there, even though John just won. His name was
no. Cool. He's not on the list. He's not on the trivia list.
Okay, so I got John on the phone line, and I have another caller calling in as well.
Okay. Ooh.
So let's see. Oh, I got two more callers calling in. All right. So
just wait for a minute. I want a new caller. John can wait.
Okay. All right.
Let's see what we got.
Hold on.
John,
let's see what
wait
we got.
For a second. Let's see if we get a new caller.
Well, John just won $50 gift card.
I'm not questioning that. I would like a new caller. The show here.
Well, I don't think we have one.
The show here. Well, you folks are listening. You caller, new callers, you get on right away if you call in. So we'd like you to call in right away, new callers. I'm really surprised. I'm surprised our listeners. No one, I repeat, not one person called in for Humanware. I'm really surprised because that's a great company. And people that are vision impaired or blind, you need that company. We need them as a sponsor, but you need them as a listener. As a listener, you need them because
absolutely.
They have great products.
As an end user.
As an end user, yeah.
They'll make your life so much easier if you use them.
Yeah, that handheld magnifier is perfect for me.
Uh-huh.
She said it lights up as soon as you unfold it. And then it magnifies, and you can even save, I think she said, like 1,000 images or something on it.
Yeah.
Hey, you think about it this way, Gary, what would you do if you didn't have your human reader?
I'd be lost.
Michael,
you need to get that liquid level indicator.
That's okay. He doesn't cook. Don't worry about it. Chris, did I hear you?
Yes, ma'am. Your voice? All right, so here it is right here. I have John from Lake Worth, John from Clinton, Indiana, Chris from Wildwood, and Mary from Boynton Beach, Florida.
I would say Mary from Boynton Beach, Florida.
Is that a new caller?
I think so.
It's been a while.
Yeah,
it's been a while. She's not a new caller, but it's been a while.
Oh.
Oh.
All right.
Now we're Boynton Beach.
So what should we do now? Well, John was first.
Okay, well, then take John.
Let's take John. He was first.
All righty, here we go. As we open up the phone lines, we have our very first caller, John from Lake Worth, Florida. John, how you doing?
Hey, John. I know I just won. It's all right if you want to pick someone else.
No, John, this fair is fair. If it was a new listener, I would say yes, but he's not, and there's no new listener. So you're first.
It's
Dean Mark.
It's your big day.
It's Dean Martin. That's correct.
You're 100% right. It's Dean Martin.
Congratulations. That's a good song, isn't
good
it?
Good song.
I love Dean Martin. Ain't that a kick in the head?
Right.
You're Italian, aren't you, Bella Fiore?
I'm Bella Fiore, yes.
Yeah. No, I said you're Italian?
It means beautiful flower.
Wait, who's talking right now?
John.
No.
Yes, it is. It's John Bella Fiore from Lake Worth.
I thought it was Clinton, Indiana.
No.
I'm confused myself.
No. So, well, congratulations. No. What did he win, Michael?
He just won himself a $10 gift card from Subway.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, guys. I'm a bachelor.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas. I'm a bachelor. See you later. Merry Christmas.
You too, buddy.
We're going to go to break. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind Beyond Radio Show.
All right. That was John. I'll just tell everybody else we'll have to catch him next time around.
That's right.
All right. Thank you.
A guest coming on soon. Okay.
All right. We got our guest coming in. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. You're tuned in to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go anywhere.
The holidays are upon us.
And as we say, it pays to listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. We will be giving out $50 gift cards to loyal listeners. If you live in a Publix supermarket's territory, you have a chance to win a $50 Publix gift card. If you live in a state that doesn't have a Publix, you have a chance to win a $50 Visa card. Just send your name, phone number, and city and state of residence to Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. That's Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. If you don't have a computer, just call Chris at 407-894-1680 and register your name with him. December 6th is the deadline to register. We will be calling out registered names each week starting November 27th. When you hear your name, you have 10 minutes to call Chris and win your gift card. Holiday giveaway ends Sunday, December 18th.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact Spectrum Access at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity, whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSightEyewear.com.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact Spectrum Access at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Wayband is the first inclusive wayfinding tool that uses unique vibrations to keep you on the right path without having to look or listen to your phone while traveling. Unlike other map apps that rely on the screen or audio, the Wayband gently vibrates when you're going off the sidewalk or walking in the wrong direction. Wayband will always keep you on the right path through soft vibrations. It's wayfinding through touch. You can simply type or say where you want to go and be able to feel your way there. It's so intuitive you can start using it seconds after you download it on the App Store. Just type WAYBAND and try the first month on us. Go anywhere with confidence using WAYBAND.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. The phone number to call in is 407 894-1680.
Thank you.
Who
Gary.
Got coming on here, Lynn?
Thank
who
you. Thank you, Gary.
Guest tonight?
Okay.
Sure.
Well, I'm curious. Mike from Miami. I'm surprised he didn't get his $50 gift card. He didn't call in. It's a shame. Yeah. Mike, what's his Mike? What?
Lance.
Mike Lance. I'm surprised. From you always call in.
Miami Beach.
Well, sorry. Yeah. Sorry you missed it.
Sorry
you
missed lose. It.
So we're going to give it.
All right. Here's another one.
Another.
Right game. Now, we're going to do a Spectrum. This person lives in Connecticut.
That's
Connecticut.
Right.
Oh yeah.
This is from Spectrum. We're Blind and Beyond radio show on behalf of Spectrum Communication is giving a $50 Visa card.
Wow.
Who are we giving it to?
Terry Woolard, if he
Terry
wins.
Woolard in Connecticut.
Terry.
Time to call in.
From
Terry Woolard from Middletown, Connecticut. 407-894-1680. You have to call. You got 10 minutes now, Terry. You can call in. Terry. 10 minutes, $50 gift card from Visa.
All right.
So come on, Terry.
All right.
Hey,
so...
Lynn.
Yes.
Lynn, I've got something if you could help me out with it. I just have to think of something during the break. And for Humanware, I don't think we mentioned it, but if you could give the number out for Humanware, all people have to do is call Humanware and ask them for a free catalog. Has every item that they have, and you can sit there all day and look at the stuff and pick things up, maybe for Christmas.
Okay, well, thank you, Gary. So what were you going to say, Chris?
And if they call you anywhere, don't forget to say you heard of the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Yes,
all right,
that too.
So I had Mary to call in because Mary was one of the callers that was on the phone line for the trivia. And she said she talked to you a couple of weeks ago. She's from your neck of the woods, the Philadelphia area. And she said, because of you listening to the show, Lighthouse Works, she called, talked to them, and got a job through them. And
oh
because of
goodness.
You guys, she's been working with them for some time now. She tell everybody, hey, you need to tune into the Blind and Beyond radio show. Ain't no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Is Mary there? I'd like to talk to her.
Is Mary on now?
Well, she's off now, and she might be calling back, or maybe this might be Terry calling back now.
Okay.
That was Mary from where
but
she lived.
Mary is from Boynton Beach, Florida.
Isn't that nice?
So
wow.
She just wanted me to
that's
let you
wonderful.
Know.
Wow.
What is
that's
Mary's
good
last
news.
Name? Do you have her last name?
Yes, Dietz.
Okay, good. So I can communicate with Lighthouse. Good. Okay. All righty. Who's on the phone?
Okay, who's on the phone? Hello.
Howdy, howdy.
Someone there?
Well, Chris is. I thought
it's a radio show. You time to talk. If you're on TV, I can't see it. That's a joke.
Wait a minute.
It's a radio show. You have to talk.
Okay. Here we go. You ready?
Yes.
Let's go all the way up to Connecticut. That's right, Connecticut. You already know one of those wonderful, chill, relaxing, musical states, and talk with our good friend, the one and only Mr.
Woo!
Terry.
Yay!
Yay, Terry! Woo! Terry!
Hey, Terry!
Okay, how y'all doing?
Hey, Terry.
All right.
Very cool. Very cool, Terry. Very cool.
Right.
So, Terry,
yep.
You there?
Yes, I am here.
Okay, so on behalf of Spectrum Communication, Blind and Beyond is giving you a $50 gift card on behalf of Spectrum Communication, a $50 Visa card to buy food with.
Well, thank
Enjoy.
You.
Enjoy.
Spectrum Communication, and thank you, Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
You're welcome, and we look forward to the Blind Musician Show next week, so you better be here.
I'll be there. Oh, yeah, I'll be there.
Okay, well, don't worry. We'll send you the Zoom invite. Congratulations.
He's from Connecticut.
Yes, he is.
So tonight we had winners from... So So far tonight, we've had winners from Florida. We've had winners from Tennessee. We've had winners from Connecticut. What am I leaving?
Hey, this is the biggest prize I ever won in my life.
All right.
There you go.
Yeah, I'd like
well,
to
congratulations.
Well, thank you.
Well, Merry Christmas.
Good night now so we can talk to our guests.
Well,
all righty?
Well, thank you very much. You guys made my night.
All right. We're happy to
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. All righty. Okay, where are we? 8:31. Okay.
So now, what is our guest there?
Yeah, she is. She's just relaxing, chilling, and waiting for her time to come on the air. So anyway, without further ado, let me welcome back Connie Sims. And I don't know if Seth is there, but they're calling in from South Dakota. Welcome back, Connie.
Hi. How are you guys?
Did I say your name right? It's K-O-N-I. Is it Connie or Connie?
It's Connie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait a minute, Connie, you have to put my coat on? I'm getting cold thinking about South Dakota.
It's very cold here.
Wait, maybe go in the other room and put my coat on.
Have it.
Yeah, it's 29. I don't know what the windshield is, but it was like
29.
Yeah, it's 29. The windshield earlier.
I'm cold when it gets to 70.
You know, and we've had snow and sleet the last couple of days. You know, today was sunny, but it's been cold. You know, it's going to be back up into, I think, 40 tomorrow, and then it's going to be back down into 20s again. So It is.
So we're glad to have you back, and thanks for taking some time out of your Sunday night to be with us.
And glad to be back.
Yeah, since last time I was doing some reading, and I didn't realize that you're a certified licensed massage therapist and also a sports massage therapist. Do you still do that?
I don't do it anymore. I was in a car accident about in 2017, so I got a lot of damage on my feet and hands. But I'm a certified licensed massage therapist, but I'm actually a medical massage practitioner. And then I'm certified in sports massage. I'm a certified lymphedema technician.
You had a car accident. So tell us a little bit about what your vision now is. It was affected, right? Also?
No, my vision wasn't affected by the car accident. I was born with my aniridia. I had a rare disease. So I don't have any irises. I can't control the input or light input and stuff to my eye, and I don't have any pupils and I don't have any lenses. So, the car accident was, my husband and I were crossing the street. Seth and I were crossing the street and we were both hit, but, he just got knocked down and I got the car sat on top of me. My eyes weren't affected.
Before we go on, say hi to our co-host, Gary. He's listening.
Hi, Gary. How are you?
Hello, Gary. Doing
nice
fine. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Glad to meet you.
Yes.
Nice meeting you.
This is Michael. I'm sorry that you couldn't. I heard.
17.
I was going to ask about getting a massage, but she can't do it anymore because her hands.
I have permanent damage in my feet and hands and my back. I had major back surgery. I have a bunch of screws and a cage for my back.
But one of the things I was reading, though, because of all these challenges, that you're an advocate in the world of disability. So why don't you tell us about that?
Yes, I am. So since I was always disabled, my parents were strong advocates. So I've always been a strong advocate. I serve on the board of directors for the American Council for the Blind. I am now past president of the South Dakota Association of Blind and now serving as past president and first vice president. But I have a lot of, you know, I advocate for the blind and visually impaired top and foremost, but I also advocate what I'm advocating is for all disabilities, for everyone. I have a lot of relatives and friends that have other types of disabilities. So I always believe that everyone has the ability to do anything. I believe in inclusivity. Everyone has abilities. I mean, we may have a disability, but we all have abilities. So I believe in just going out and advocating. I mean, there's so much in South Dakota that we don't have, you guys have in Florida. You know, audio description is one of the good things I'll talk about. You know, our transportation is different. So
I don't think people realize how people in South Florida and people in Central Florida, I mean, I'm not visually impaired, but I know from being within the community for the last 10 years that I hear nothing but rave reviews about how lucky that the people here are in the community with paratransit and everything, because other parts of the country, it's not so great.
It's not, you know, you guys are so lucky down there. I mean, and there's areas, you know, I think about Alabama, you know, in South Dakota, you know, and there's some areas that have, you know, DC has some good, you know, good stuff, but there, COVID has changed a lot of people, you know, transit especially. So it's, I would say it's gotten worse.
Well, tell us about the difference. So what is it like in South Dakota for the blind and visually impaired? How do they get around?
So like Sioux Falls, where I live at, South and I live at, is the largest city, and we have a fixed route and we have a paratransit, but it doesn't even cover the whole city. It only covers maybe a fourth of it, and it covers basically the center part. So you can't even get to the outskirts. Then you have the paratransit. Of course, it only goes 3/4 mile beyond the fixed route. And so you're still not getting to, say, a lot of the medical facilities now, the athletic complexes. So, and then they quit. Like on Saturdays, they quit service at 3:00 in the afternoon.
Wow.
How much is your
paratransit? How much is your paratransit?
It's like double what transit is. So I think like the disabled for us right now is like $1.50 to ride. So it would be like $3 a ride for paratransit. But you know,
$4 one way here.
Yeah. And so then, but it stops like at 6:45 in the evening on weekdays.
Yeah. So then it's hard to socialize or go out.
Yeah, it doesn't run on Sundays.
Can't go out to eat.
Wow. It doesn't run on Sundays. You know, and then on Saturdays, it does a system that it's partly fixed route and part on demand. So, and you have to go to certain spots, or you have to figure out where you want, and then you still on demand. It's not like you can go to your house and request it. You have to go to that corner. And
What about as far as orientation and mobility for somebody that's just lost their sight? Like we have Lighthouse Central Florida in Orlando, and thank God for that. And, you know, I'm in South Florida, there's different organizations in West Florida. So what do you have in South Dakota?
So South Dakota, we have the Services of the Blind and Visually Impaired, and we have what's called the Rehab Center for the Blind, and it's a teaching facility. And they have an orientation mobility instructor there. But we have a lot of them that are retired. So that's one for the whole state. And we're wide spread. I mean, if you travel from Sioux Falls to say Rapid, it's a 5.5-hour to 6-hour drive in a car. So, and that's not even completely across the state. So you don't have enough people to train for O&M. A lot of them are supposed to come down here. You have some outreach teachers that work through the Service of Blind Visually Impaired and do help some of the elderly, but they're not fully trained. Some of them are, some aren't. So the mobility is not as good as it used to be either, because we used to have more, and everyone's retiring, and you can't get anyone hired. So it's really hard. It's sad, you know. And so like even like the buses, you can't. So like I mentioned Rapid City. That's the second largest one, and that's straight down Interstate 90. But you have not Greyhound, but we have Jefferson Lines that runs once a day down there. But then going up to say Aberdeen, which is the third largest city, you can get up to the interstate, that's Interstate 29, you can get up to like what we call Summit. Then you have to wait and have a bus that comes out of Aberdeen to come to Summit and get you.
Wow.
And that only runs like 2 days a week or 3 days a week.
Hmm.
So I mean, across the state is you can't get from one area to the other.
Yeah. Connie, we're going to go to a quick break, and when we come back, perhaps you would tell people how they can, you know, if they're facing any challenges with disabilities, how to keep a positive outlook like you do All righty. Chris, can we go to a quick break, please? Yep. We'll come back and we'll continue talking to Connie.
This segment is brought to you by Foundation Fighting Blindness, committed to finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact SpectrumAccess at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Wayband is the first inclusive wayfinding tool that uses unique vibrations to keep you on the right path without having to look or listen to your phone while traveling. Unlike other map apps that rely on the screen or audio, the Wayband gently vibrates when you're going off the sidewalk or walking in the wrong direction. Wayband will always keep you on the right path through soft vibrations. It's wayfinding through touch. You can simply type or say where you want to go and be able to feel your way there. It's so intuitive you can start using it seconds after you download it on the App Store. Just type WAYBAND and try the first month on us. Go anywhere with confidence using Wayband.
Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Navigation apps are important to getting around, exploring new places, and being independent. But they don't work for everyone, and they don't work inside for anyone. Waymap is a brand new indoor and outdoor navigation app you can trust to get you where you need to go. The app has been made to guide blind people, but it works for everybody else too. With Waymap, you know where you are even if you lose cell reception or have no Wi-Fi. It's a big advance over other navigation apps. If you want Waymap in your town, let us know at our website, waymapnav.com. That's WAYMAPNAV.com. Sometimes you just need a company you can depend on for accurate, timely Braille transcriptions, one that you can turn to in a pinch or for long term. Braille Music and More can be your one-stop shop for your Braille transcription needs for individuals, schools, or corporations. Owner transcriber Patrick Jansen is one of the world's leading experts in music Braille and has transcribed a wide range of interesting projects. In addition to music projects, Braille Music and More utilizes 26 quality transcribers across America to handle all subject matters in Braille, such as literary, math, science, foreign languages, and tactile graphics. Go to BrailleMusicAndMore.com for more information and to contact Patrick.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. And we're going to get back with Connie. If you have any questions for Connie, call 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680, as Michael says.
Boy, Gary, anybody would think you've been doing this for a few years.
I think you do.
But those of you who don't know, before Michael got cancer and we went off the air in 2014, we were on Blind Matters and Gary was on, I think, the very first show back in 2012. So Gary's been around the block a few times. So welcome back. We're talking to Connie Sims and she's calling in from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And Connie, you were going to tell us how you keep a positive outlook and how did you get involved in the ACB?
How did I get involved in the ACB? I'll start with that one. So it's kind of show my age a little bit, but back in 84, when I was in school, graduating, my mentors, Del Ammann, who was actually one of the founders of ACB, was my counselor up for the Service of Blind and Visually Impaired. And he encouraged a lot of us students to attend. So I attended my first national convention when I was 18. And it's been a long time. And, you know, I stayed active for, you know, a little bit, not a long time, but then, you know, my career and stuff got busy and I didn't go to a lot of national conventions and I always did a lot of advocacy work on my own or just on the state level, local level. Gary?
I have something to let you know that our current ACB president is a very good friend of this radio show, lives here in Orlando, Dan Spoon.
I love Dan. Dan and Leslie are awesome.
Dang right. They are good people.
They are awesome people, you know, and I enjoy my time. I consider them good friends. So, yeah. So when I got, you know, involved back in, 1920,
Did you say 1920?
Not in 1920, probably 1920, I should say.
Now you're showing your age.
I'm really showing my age.
I'm
saying that because I was working on birthday stuff and I'm looking at all my, you know, a bunch of our members who have like 29 and 30s and stuff.
I'm kidding you. So
continue. Yep. So back in like 2020, 2019, you know, I got encouraged by some other ACB leaders. So that's when I applied for the JP Morgan Chase Fellowship Award. And I actually was a recipient in 2020. And, in back of my mind, I would love to be on the board of ACB, but I never really knew if I would. So I had friends encourage me. So that was, you know, really nice. Some members that were on the board of directors, Pat Sheehan, Mike Talley, you know, different ones that encouraged. So that's how I really got active. And I got elected for a one-year term in 2021, and now I just got reelected now this year for a four-year term in ACB.
For people who are feeling depressed and down, so would you suggest that they join something, whether it's ACB, NFB, whatever?
That's exactly it, you know, Lynn, is that they need to join something. Mm-hmm. You know, if it's on a local level, national level, a peer support group, you know. So we, South Dakota Association of Blind, SDIB, has taken over our state's Zoom peer support group. And it's, you know, we have a lot of members that come on. We have kids that are in school, going to the school, and we have, you know, people in their 80s. So we have a wide range, but it's just support. And there's so much, family, you know, and that's like Seth says, it's ACB is family.
This is Mike. I got a question for you.
Yep.
You are always been aggressive or just recently aggressive? I'm asking for a reason. The reason I'm asking is because a lot of blind folks are more laid back. They're not aggressive for whatever reason.
You know, I would say the older I have gotten, the more aggressive. But I was probably always aggressive because I was told, Mike, when I I was 12 or 13. My folks, I'll never forget my mom telling me, if you don't stand up for yourself, no one else is going to.
That's 100% correct. Would you say that again, what your mother said? Say it again, please. I want people to listen to what you just said.
If you don't stand up for yourself, no one else is going to stand up for you.
That's correct. You know, it's also this radio show. This radio show has been on the air now 7 years. April will be going on our eighth year. And I'm saying this for a reason right now. They tell us we have more than 1 million listeners as of February. So probably now we're probably 1.5 million. But here's what I'm getting at. You don't hear that many people calling in. A lot of people call in, yeah, but not 1 million, not 500,000, not 100,000. So you get a lot of people, the same people calling in all the time.
Well, they're confident.
No, but the reason is they just sit there and listen to the show and they don't call in. Now we're giving out $50 gift cards and they still don't even call in, even for $50. Go figure that one out.
But that, you know, but that's how way, you know, a lot of people are, you know, so Seth is quiet, you know, so Seth is my rock. I would say he always jokes that he carries my bags, you know, but he is my rock. Yeah. He's totally blind and hearing impaired. But he, you know, he is so strong and I would, you know, I don't want, we are very strong Christians. So I know some people aren't, but that's something that a faith and strong has helped us get through everything. But this support and the support of our friends, sometimes more than our friends. And that's why we call ACB our family, because they're always there for us. They you are. Know, we've got, they've all, we've gone through a lot and
but
our ACB.
Tim, even there, think about what you just said, Connie, I'm sorry. NFB, they tell me I have 50,000 members. ACB's got 35,000. So between both, 85,000 people out of 14 million people. We're the rest of the people. They don't belong anywhere. They're disenfranchised.
Right.
They tell us, oh, you got 1 million listeners. Even with 1 million listeners, 30% is sighted. That leaves 70%. So when you talk about 700,000, 800,000 people listening to this radio show, that's not a lot of people if there's 14 million out there. And that's just the United States. We have a lot of people listening in Canada and all over the world. People are listening. So the point is this. People are more laid back for whatever reason, and they don't call in, and you don't hear from them. Even if you give away $50 gift cards, it's a shame. They miss out.
It is. It is. And it's. And I agree with you, Mike. You know, and even I look at, you know, our local or state chapter, and even in ACB or NFB, you have the same people doing a lot of the same stuff.
It's always the same people. Yeah, right.
And
I think it's like that with any organization, though.
It is with any organization. But I hear from a lot of members that say, oh, I don't like controversy. I don't want to cause trouble. But they want
Connie,
go ahead.
I guess I'm going to say here, Gary, that it's sad because I belong to Navy CBs. Our CB group is dying off and there's no young ones coming in. Eagles clubs, Elks clubs, Boost clubs, all of that. The older ones are dying off and nobody's coming out in, the younger ones. So they get
the
a whole
highest
different
education.
Lifestyle.
I thought I heard Sheila's voice. I don't know what that was. Connie, you still there?
I'm here.
Yeah, okay, good. Yeah, but Gary, that's the way life is now. People are more introverted, don't want to socialize as much. Everybody's
right, don't
on
call
the phone.
Back. They don't
nobody
call back.
Calls back
text.
Anymore.
Nope.
What's going to happen with ACB and stuff with the blind organization?
Well, that's true. You know? Have to get the younger people to come in. Well,
yeah,
Connie,
they don't come in.
Connie, that's what we're trying, though.
We'd like to have you back another time if you'd like, and we hope you have it. You and Seth, do you have any special plans for the holidays?
We don't, you know.
Stay home and be safe.
Stay home, stay safe, go to church and watch Hallmark movies probably. So
Watch what? Oh, holiday movies.
Holiday movies. So well, how about you guys?
So much. We're just keeping it quiet. We're just taking
safe
it
and quiet.
If I'm well, which hopefully I will be, we're gonna visit our daughter in
on the west coast of Florida in Bradenton and maybe go for a little boat ride on the pontoon. So we're going to say goodnight, because we go off
good
here
night.
In 5 minutes.
Yep.
Good night.
And,
thank you so much.
Night, and I love to be on again. So thank you, guys, and Merry Christmas to all of
Merry
you.
Christmas
Merry
to you
Christmas to you. Nice talking to you.
Thank you.
Happy New Year. Yep.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
It really is a shame, you know, like I was saying with Connie.
Yeah.
It's a shame. People are too laid back. They don't, they want to text you. If they're sighted, I mean.
Nobody wants to talk anymore.
Nobody wants to talk on the phone.
Interact. Nope.
I listen to talk shows out of Philadelphia, and it's a shame. You have to say maybe 20 people call in every day.
Yeah.
And they kept part of the show.
Yeah, the regulars. And Gary had something to say.
What are you going to say, Gary?
Yeah, I was going to just ask Glenn, are you really going to take a boat ride? I know you.
We already did.
We did already.
We did it.
You did?
It was March, I think we went. And Jennifer and Ryan, they drove it. And it holds about 10 people. Even the dog was on there. Not our dog, but
I loved it.
Our grandson's dog. It was really wonderful. I saw some dolphins jumping.
Lynn was telling me that right in front of us, dolphins were jumping up in the air.
Yeah, I was brave, Gary. I had my life preserver. Our daughter was making fun of us. I said, that's too bad. We're wearing life preservers.
I'm proud of you, Lynn. I'm proud of you. I never thought I'd hear you say you had a boat.
Thank you. Anyway, I'd like to do my little show wrap up here because this is a biggie next week. I want to remind everybody to join us next week with co-host Dave Hillebrand as we present, listen to this, first ever, The Blind Musician Show, and it's sponsored by Braille Music and More. And Patrick Jansen, who is the founder of Braille Music and More, will be joining the show. And our talented musicians will be, of course, Dave Hillebrand, Greg Lindberg, Rory Hoffman, Terry Woolard, Mike Williams, and Steve Salas. Wow. It's going to be something else. Lots of
loaded.
Music, lots of fun next week. All right, guys, I'm done.
You didn't ask me if I bring my clarinet.
Oh, you don't have a clarinet anymore.
I used to.
Well, anyway. So, Gary, I'm sorry we didn't invite you to play your harmonica.
Wait, stop. Wait.
That's
stop.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
I can play a bugle.
You can call in, Gary, and whistle a couple things on your harmonica. Join us. All right. Yes, yeah. Chris, yes.
Lynn, did you say you don't have a clarinet?
Okay.
Did you just tell him that? You don't have a clarinet.
Well, he did. No, but he did. He in what grade were you when you played clarinet?
Me?
Yeah. High school? Everybody had
school.
I never had a clarinet. My parents didn't have the money to get it.
I took it after my brother. My brother had a clarinet. It was metal, and then they turned to wood, and I got his wooden clarinet. Yeah. My brother was in the band. Our son, Brian, was a drummer. He was in a Thanksgiving Day, Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade.
I hear our music, Mike. We better say goodnight to
I played the desk.
You played the desk.
Yeah, I played the desk. And
listen, folks, don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 week. God bless you all. Stay well. I love you all. Take care. Good night. Nice show.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Be safe.
Be safe and be well.
Feliz Navidad, everyone.
And Chris, feel better, Chris. Feel better.
Thank you.
You sound better.
Good night.
So many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting our show together, we're polishing up our act. And if you come up on